The North Slope Borough has announced an agreement with Shell Oil that could ease the way for Arctic oil development. The plan calls for a long-term scientific research agreement between the two entities. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta made the announcement this morning at North Slope offices in Anchorage. The agreement allows North Slope communities to have input on what to research and to have an independent review of studies of exploration and development plans produced by the oil industry. Itta said the agreement has been under negotiation for over a year.
We wanted it done right, and we wanted it to answer the questions of the needs and priorities of both Shell and the North Slope Borough. And we wanted it to serve as a model, as an example of working together. I think Pete and I agree that we need to collaborate wherever we can.
Shell Vice President Pete Slaby joined Itta in making the announcement.
We do believe it's an important step forward. We've been working with the North Slope Borough and with Mayor Itta for a number of years. And, you know, I'm here to say very humbly, we've learned a lot as well. So we've had some false starts and some things that you wish you could call that play over again. But I think we're on a much better keel.
Slaby said Shell has made more than 350 visits into North Slope communities to hear the concerns of villagers. Slaby said Itta has a huge balancing act in protecting the subsistence needs of the villages and in providing for economic growth and opportunities. Borough Mayor Itta says the arrangement allows a better understanding of each other's priorities. He says if there is to be a long-term industry presence in Arctic waters, this is the right way to do it, carefully, one step at a time.
Because we do not have enough data. And to illustrate the point, the U.S. Geological Survey now is just doing what they call a gap analysis. What's missing out there? And so we're going to be working hand in hand with what's being developed, because this is all new.
The agreement creates an investigative scientific program to be funded by Shell for the next 5 years. The program will be built and managed by the North Slope Borough through an advisory committee to be composed of representatives of 6 North Slope villages and scientists from Shell, the borough, and elsewhere. Traditional knowledge is to be incorporated into the data. Shell is spending $2 million on the program through the end of 2011. The amount of funding is expected to increase after that, depending on which studies are prioritized. Itta says there is no outline yet as to exactly what type of scientific studies will be tackled by the program.
There are a whole number of issues, so I can't say what specifically the projects will be, but be assured it will be things related to the ocean in both the Chukchi and the Beaufort.
The agreement provides for third parties to be involved in coming years to expand the scope of the studies and to increase funding. To questions about the cumulative impacts of oil development in the Arctic, Slaby responded that the amount of development in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas will be a bit different with respect to the number of developers there. Quote, it will not be another Gulf of Mexico, he said.
Developing this already pretty broad baseline data that we've got up there. But, you know, if we are blessed at a certain point with a development, we will need more and more science. It will be one of the more or most impressive projects that we will see in North America. So building on our science is absolutely the appropriate thing to do.
Shell is poised to begin exploratory drilling next year. It has said that there's more scientific data gathered on the Beaufort Sea than the Chukchi. It has said permitting agencies such as the state of Alaska need to be more involved, and it seems to fall to the borough and Shell to work things out as the industry moves forward. It has said the borough only got Shell's application for a drill permit 2 weeks ago and that the borough is still reviewing it. But it has said there's a world of difference between what was proposed in 2006 and today. He said, quote, I've always tried to protect our way of life through science. I'm Ellen Lockyer.